it leaks in the Yemeni press that the dictator of Yemen is going to pardon Abdullah Haider Shaya. That day, he gets a phone call from the White House, not from some undersecretary or, you know, some assistant to the president. President Obama personally calls him and says that the United States is deeply concerned about reports that you're going to release Abdullah Haider Shaya. The pardon is then ripped up, and he remains in prison to this moment when I'm talking to you. You know, we're in an environment where the Associated Press had its phone records seized, not just on one or two reporters, but on, you know, dozens of phone lines, where there were these, the attempt to imply criminal conduct was committed on the part of James Rosen, this Fox News journalist. You have whistleblowers that are being targeted by this White House in record numbers. And you have the President of the United States, constitutional law professor, Nobel Peace Prize winner, keeping a respected Yemeni journalist in prison, seemingly because he committed the crime of doing actual journalism. And the thing to me that's sort of outrageous, you know, outrage upon outrage, is that none of the big U.S. media outlets that he did work for, that were happy to run his content, the Washington Post, ABC News, NBC News, none of them have said a thing about his case. That's shameful.